I'm Deacon Dennis from Ondruva. First and foremost, I thank Almighty God that He has brought me safe from Ondruva to Juba. And I would like to thank His Grace Paulino Lucudoloro, the Archbishop of the Catholic Archdiocese of Juba, Father D.S. Sagairaj, the Provincial of MMI for South Sudan, then Indian Ambassador, Mr. Murali, and all the religious and faithful who helped me through their prayers to come out from the place to Juba. Now I would like to say a few words about my own experience that I have undergone in Ondruva. Almost I was all alone there for 3 months. The experience that I have undergone, comparing with the people, it is nothing. But even then, as a foreigner staying there, it is very, very difficult for me, without food, medicine, and there is no road. Even in this difficult situation, every day I instructed people to be good, to pray more for the peace and reconciliation of this country, and to pray for all the leaders of the country so that everybody may work together for the peace and reconciliation and solidarity in the country. And mainly, people are undergoing the problems there. There is no food and medicine, and people are not able to travel from one place to another. They are not able to carry their own food to another place, to their children. And because there is no proper medicine, some people are dying. And even in our parish, one of the youths, namely Michael's daughter, died because there was no proper medicine. And after that, when I was there, the commissioner also was there. And I also went with the commissioner to category, because people, 21 people died there, and we went for burial and we buried them. We gathered the bones together and we buried in one place. And after that we came back and we were there for almost 3 months.
Is San Bakita working now, or you closed like the other churches?
No, we have not closed, but it is a time I waited for the parish priest, and since now he is asked to stay sometimes in Juba, so he is staying here, and we have not closed. The catechist, Mr. Martinata, still he is in the compound, and he is there, and he is taking care of the compound, and he is praying there, and he is praying for the people, the faithful there. And in our compound also, there is one Abuba, and she is also taken care of by Mr. Martin. And that Abuba, namely, I forgot her name, but she was brought from category, and when war broke in category, she was brought by the soldiers, and she was left in our compound, and almost 6 months or 7 months she is there. For 6 months or 7 months she is there, and we are taking care of that Abuba. And many people came into the Catholic compound, and many people, Father Viswas Alexander, the parish priest of St. Pakita Parish, fed them and gave medicine to them, gave blankets to them, gave buckets to them, and in a lot he helped the people, those who came inside the church, inside the church compound.
Maybe one last, you said there's no road. I just need to know, how did you come from there? Were you escorted by soldiers, something like that?
Yes, of course. I was there for 3 months all alone. I was there for 3 months all alone. And I reported this to my superiors, and especially when Father Alex came from India to Juba, I reported it to Father Visvas Alexander, and Father Visvas Alexander took it very seriously, and he spoke with the Archbishop and ambassadors in the Indian embassy, and in the national security level he spoke, and the military came in rescue of me, and with the military force from Ondrubar to Lanya by footing. I was inside the car, but the military force, they just escorted me, and they came both the sides of the road, and they gave almost 400 to 500 soldiers, they escorted me. And almost 30 kilometers we walked from Ondrubar to Lanya.
So the foot and you and in a car?
Yes, I was in the vehicle. Almost including our vehicles, almost six cars were there. Three trucks, two Land Cruiser, one tanker, and in the midst of them I was there with my with our parish car, St. Paquita parish car.
Radio Bakita 91 FM, the voice of the church.